The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, a hired hand who is not a shepherd. Sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters the sheep. This is because he works for pay and he has no concern for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead. They will hear my voice. There will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
A few brief words about this gospel. By the way, that first reading is set in a place called Joppa, which is near Tel Aviv. And I think there is a church there dedicated to this moment in the book of Acts where Peter has this revelation from God about accepting all people. I know some of the pilgrims here have been to Joppa. I must say a few words about the Good Shepherd here, because we will leave the Good Shepherd after today. We had this reading yesterday, and then we'll move on to various other readings in the life of Jesus. Last week I was in Texas for a few days to do a wedding, one of our parishioners, and it gave me some reading time. So I read Jordan Peterson's latest book, Beyond Order. Jordan Peterson is a clinical psychologist from Canada, and he wrote a book in 2018 called The 12 Rules for Life, and it was a bestseller, 4-5 million copies. So this new book came out, and I said, yeah, maybe I should read this. I didn't get a lot out of these two books, but I read them anyway. It did strike me, though, that the more we have progress in our culture, it seems the more complicated things get. Life gets complicated. I mean, if you look up self-help books today, you'll find, The 7 Habits of Highly Affected People, Stephen Covey, or you'll find Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. You'll find all these books about how to live your life. Best-selling books. Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, and you have all these books telling you how to live your life and how to solve your problems, how to resolve the conflicts in your marriage, how to be a good parent, how to be a good friend, whatever. Books, many, many books. And then we come to the Bible. It's estimated that 92% of the households in the United States have a Bible. And 1 in 5 Americans at some time in life have read the entire Bible. There's something about the Bible being the place where we really find the deep and true meaning of life. I have often wondered, with all the books that are coming out, how to be highly effective and how to win friends and influence people. Remember that? That was, anyway, of all these books, and I wondered, what did our grandparents do? I mean, what did generations before us do? They didn't read all these books. These books weren't there. But somehow, they seemed to get along okay. And they seemed to have passed on to us many good habits, many good principles about living life. They made their mistakes, but their mistakes were no worse than the mistakes we're making today. their lives seemed to be less complicated, but they had the Bible, and they had faith, and they had somehow principles from the Bible by which they were to live. And that seemed to be sufficient for them. Now, with all of the complications we have in life, we call this progress. And when you get to say, how do we find our way through a highly progressed culture, that seems to be very complicated. And that's where we come to the Word of God. You know, the Bible has been translated into something like 1,500 languages and dialects and has outsold anything, by far anything. They say that 9% of Americans actually read the Bible. That's a lot of people. We have 330 million people or so in the United States. So it outsells all of the books we're speaking about, how to find meaning in life. And now we come to the Good Shepherd here, who says, I am the Good Shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. So follow the shepherd, and you will find the meaning of life. Read the life of Christ. Let God's revealed word teach you and lead you in life, and you will find meaning, and you will find the way to live your life. That's what this gospel reading teaches us here about the Good Shepherd. Say, the hired hand, who is just a paid person, sees the crisis and runs away. But the Good Shepherd is with us in the good times and in the bad times, in difficulties. The strength and the grace of the Holy Spirit revealed in Jesus Christ is the truest and most reliable guide to the meaning of life. So take a look at this. And somehow, we have the Bibles in our homes, but I've often wondered about that. People show me these Bibles, the big Bible, you know, where you used to write in the baptisms and the marriages, and it was kind of a family record. But the print was only this big, which means it wasn't meant to be read. It was just a piece of furniture. Think about where your Bible is in your home. You probably have a Bible. Where is the Bible? Is it on the shelf with many other books? Is it underneath something? Is it in a closet somewhere? Is it open? I think it's very important to have the Bible open, by the way. I have one in my desk that's open. I have one in my home, in my chapel. But the Bible is open to indicate it's alive. I remember years ago when I was down at the Archdiocese, I kept a Bible, an open Bible, on my desk like this. And on one occasion, this lovely man, Bishop Ward, who was a wonderful man, came into my office and he wanted to give me some letter or something. He put it on top of the Bible and I said, oh, John, I don't ever put anything on top of my Bible. You can't put anything on the Bible. God, he looked at me and thought I was kind of weird. But the idea of putting something on top of the open book somehow didn't attract me. So he thought I was a little bit religiously weird, but you know, that's okay. Anyway, keep in mind that the Bible is the life teacher. And all of the other books, and they're all helpful and they're okay, but the Word of God, follow the shepherd, the Word of God. Amen.